live from the WGY studios every Sunday. This is the Paul Potrat Show.
Stop spraying and praying. You're wasting money.
Millennials aren't lazy. It's how you lead them.
When you sell by price, you die by price.
The Paul Potrat Show, helping your business grow and stay relevant.
Covering the latest technology for business, leadership trends, and changing your mindset on marketing.
Now, your hosts, Paul Potratz, the business architect, and Samantha Zewalinski, the millennial entrepreneur.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good morning, Samantha.
I'm getting a little nostalgic here for a minute.
No. Okay.
Our days are coming to an end.
They are coming to an end. So, you think other people are going to be upset about this?
I know a couple people.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. My mom might be a little upset.
My mom's friends.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? I think it's all for the better because I think it's about being where it's easy to access the information.
Accessible is a huge part of what we do day in and day out. And if content isn't accessible, it's obsolete.
Well, I also think, too, I think it's very important that you have a face for TV, not a face for radio.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yep.
You have a style for TV.
I don't have a face for TV, but I have a style.
I wasn't insinuating that. I was just saying your style for sure is like no other.
Exactly. So I think it's important that people see our style, because you have style, we have style.
And mm-hmm.
Who's your favorite person of all time based on fashion?
Ooh, I'd go with like a classic, like Jackie O.
I knew it. Exactly. So there you go. And I would go classic too. So.
Who would you go with? Does somebody come to mind? Is that why?
There is a couple people, but I'm not going to say their name because somebody might judge me on that whole thing. And they probably don't even know who these individuals
mm-hmm.
are. But female-wise would be Donna Reed.
Okay.
Way before our time, though.
Yep.
So your time, my time. And
I think fashion used to be just as fun, but in a different way.
I agree.
For women.
And I mean, and you know, what I think was really interesting, just, you know, I love looking at old pictures, like when mm-hmm. my dad was small and everybody was wearing a suit and everybody was dressed to the nines. So anyway, that's a whole nother side topic.
But the point behind it, right, was our time on air with you guys on Sunday mornings at 11 is coming to an end. Our last show will be airing on the 29th of October.
Right. And if you want to hear us back on the radio again, then I say contact the management at iHeart. This was a decision on our part, just
correct.
To be clear, because we said, you know, the time's not good enough. We need a better time.
Yep.
You know, the input that we got from social media, it was hard for people to listen. But, you know, something that I think is fascinating on our podcast for this show is the most downloaded podcast out of the rest of the shows.
It is. And that's saying most of you guys are going over to the iHeartRadio app and listening to us there. So when we talk about accessibility and why we're making this decision to remove our Sunday morning program, that is specifically why. If you guys are accessing us online already, let's be there for you in a greater capacity, both audio-wise and visual-wise in the weeks to come.
Right. So there's some exciting news coming. We're not going to say anything about it. But you can definitely continue to get the information, continue to get the, you know, the consultation, the mini consultation. All you have to do is make sure that you go to find our Facebook page, the Paul Potrat's Facebook page. Let me clarify that. There's Paul Potrat's as a personal profile, which I'm maxed out there.
Mm-hmm.
So by all means, follow that because I do share information there. But find the Paul Potrat's page. So there's a big difference. There's a person, and then there's a page. So find the page.
Exactly. And if you want, so we've been on air doing the 7-minute consultation and the business breakdown, but we keep talking to you guys about how some of you guys have asked, hey, can we do this behind the scenes? I really don't want to be on air. We've been doing that. So part of our day in, day out is consulting with businesses both in the area, across the country, and in European markets as well. So head over to paulpotrats.com, and there you're going to be able to find not only resources, but lead forms, forms you can fill out to give us more information about your business and get that consultation off air one-on-one with tangible takeaways for your business.
And here's something else. I want to put this in. So I'm going to give everybody a time to get their pen, their pencil out, or get their phone out to
mm-hmm.
write this number down. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to say real simple, just text me, send me a text message, and I'm going to let you know when this exciting news comes out. But I will also make sure that we continue the conversation because, again, we have a Facebook show. We have a Facebook Live show. I'll make sure you have the information on that. We have a podcast. It's on iTunes and Spotify. I'll make sure you have the information on that. But, you know, we want you to know where we land because we are landing somewhere. We just can't say
where yet.
And
what's better than a direct text-to-text conversation?
Exactly.
So accessibility even in that.
Right. It's all about being easy to get along with here.
Okay. So what's that phone number?
All right. It's 518-730-4301. Again, that number is 518-730-4301. Did you get that? Do you have it by heart yet?
Not by heart, but I got the 518 part.
Okay, 518-730-4301. And if you didn't get a chance, if you're driving down the road, whatever it is, or you're out on the boat, probably not this time of year. But
you never know. We have some pretty warm weather up to like a week ago.
So true. So all you have to do is go find the Paul Potratz Facebook page, and you will see the number there. You'll see videos there, so it's going to be easy to do it. So again, 518-730-4301.
And so with that, let's get into the grander topic that we're going to talk about today on the Paul Potratz Show.
This is an exciting topic for me. It really is. And you know, people have been listening to us and, you know, they probably don't have a clear understanding of what we offer. They probably, oh, okay, you guys are business consultants, but we are a, yeah, business consultants, but we are a digital advertising agency in e-commerce. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that we talk about with digital marketing and e-commerce, one of the biggest missing points of it all is video. And that's something that we do a tremendous amount of, as you know, is video. Mm-hmm. So here's a question as we get in, because we're going to talk about video and we're going to talk about the seven types of videos that you need for 2018. So here's a question for you, Sam.
Okay.
When was the last time you watched a video? I'll leave it at that. When was the last time you watched a video?
Well, I would say that I was on Instagram stories earlier, if that's the kind of video we're talking about.
Okay, so Instagram stories. So that was today.
That was today. And then okay. I would say probably the last time I watched a real Facebook video was the last video I watched was yesterday evening. I was sitting on the couch actually with a friend and we were just goofing around and I showed her a video that I had caught my attention.
So here's a question. Have you ever or how often during the shopping process do you watch a video?
All the time. So I just like did like a touchdown pose.
Oh, okay.
Because
I was wondering, I was like, did I mess up?
No,
what did I do?
No. I know I looked at you funny too, but I was like, yes, jackpot. Okay. So I just want to put it out there.
Okay,
I think video is the most important thing in your shopping process because it gives that tangibility. And the other thing is if you're using video, you can get me to buy something off of, are you ready for this? Mm-hmm. Facebook or Instagram all day.
I agree. You know, with video, you think about it. I mean, the amount of videos that we consume as a consumer, as a shopper, part of the shopping process is huge. It's astronomical. I watch videos all the time. And I don't just watch a video when I'm interested in buying something. I watch videos on YouTube for entertainment purposes.
Exactly.
Have you ever watched a video for entertainment and then it's spurred to say, you know what? I really like that blank in that video, that purse, those shoes,
yeah,
that car.
Yeah, all the time. I mean, think about it. What are your interests or hobbies? So recently, over the last 2 years, I've gotten into hunting, for example. And
uh-oh.
I've been watching videos, regardless of how you feel about it, doesn't matter.
No, I got a story for this.
My point is, so I've been watching videos to learn, to find out different techniques and different things that you need to be aware about, because it's really important that you're educated on that. And I can't tell you how many times I watch a video and then I'm like, I need that, don't I?
Okay, so to your point about hunting, okay, Bambi killer. But anyway, so it's just teasing. But with that, so here it is. I was watching a video. I was like, it's time. I need a new SUV. I'm getting more miles on my, on my SUV and all that fun stuff. So I'm watching videos trying to find out what is going to be the next SUV. Do I want to stick with the Range Rover? Do I want to move into something else? This is going to be silly, okay?
Okay.
All right, but anyway, so I'm watching the videos on the Range Rover, and then the Bentley Bentayga pops up, and all of a sudden, I'm hooked into these videos for these two SUVs, and it's showing guys with their shotguns, and they're out in the, some of them were pheasant hunting, some of them were duck hunting, and then some were doing sporting clay, so it was the whole shotgun, the country gentleman look. So guess where I'm going this week?
To test drive or to buy. Or to go hunting. I feel like you could go down any of those angles.
No kidding.
Country gentleman would lead down to your like fashion sense, kind of.
I bought some more boots
hunting
yesterday.
Hunting for sure. You can maybe get into hunting from that. Or you could have really gone into that product decision-making mode. Maybe it showed you, oh, I want that lifestyle, so I'm going to go for that car because it's going to help me achieve that. And then after I get that car, I'm going to go hunting.
You ready?
Ready.
Squirrel. Meaning, here's what happened. So I see these guys in these cool outfits and the shotguns. And next, well, I'm going to Connecticut here in just a few days. Mm-hmm. I'm talking to a guy actually named Paul at Connecticut Shotgun, which is a really huge place with thousands of shotguns. Mm-hmm. So I have already talked to him a couple times. I've already done the research. I've got this perfect over and under shotgun picked out because I am ready to go do sporting clays. Mm-hmm. So that's what happened. Interested in changing my SUV, and next thing you know, I have a new hobby that mm-hmm. I'm interested in, and I'm watching every video I can find about the shotguns, about sporting clay, how to, you know, not aim down your barrel and everything else.
Yeah.
So it's just funny how that works.
But you can probably think about that, right? So like anybody who's listening, how many times do you start on one avenue and then whether it's you're distracted by your kids, you put it down, pick it up, something new came up on your Facebook feed or your Instagram feed because it automatically refreshed, or you were watching a video and then that squirrel happened and you said, you know what, I'm interested in exploring this avenue. And then you completely forgot where point A was.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about the SUV. I'm fine with that now. And it's like, I'm over to, I need a shotgun now. And I already have one, but
yeah.
I
and
need
so
a new one.
It can also correlate to how, you know, a sales funnel is created and how you use different videos to bring people to different things and how it influences your shopping process. So video really is a part of every piece of the puzzle when looking to either make a decision or market as a marketer, business owner.
So here's a golden nugget. Are you ready for the golden nugget?
Yes.
So I'm watching these videos and on the SUVs. Mm-hmm. And none of the videos that I'm watching are like a TV commercial. In other words, there's no sales pitch. It's these individuals, these guys, for example, some of them were the Top Gear videos, where they're taking the Range Rover out and the Bentayga out, and they're taking it out through the Sahara Desert. They're taking it through the deserts, four-wheeling, off-roading, and showing the capabilities. Well, I already know what a Rover does, so I'm mm-hmm. excited. But I'm still watching those type of videos. It's not a sales pitch. It's purely informational. And so when we talk about videos, people think, oh, I'll just take my TV commercial and I'm going to put it out there for a video. Let's be honest. It does not work. Simple as that.
And I think that's really important because so many businesses are like, oh, I'll take my TV commercial. And then your media agency, regardless of who they are, will say, hey, put it on your YouTube channel and it'll get views, or run it as a pre-roll or whatever it may be. Put it on YouTube. It's 110% not the same thing.
It sucks.
It's defeating the point. Because yeah. Think about it. Chances are your call to action on a TV commercial, even if you were trying to sell somebody through this video medium, is 110% different than what it should be if somebody's watching a video on a digital platform.
Well, I mean, think about this. Your TV commercials, where you're running a TV campaign, you know, where you're spending thousands of dollars to run your TV commercial. Who's watching the TV commercial? Let's be honest. The vast majority of the people are skipping through your TV commercial because it's an interruption advertising. They want to get away from it, but you continue to waste your money. And so you're just going to take that TV commercial that purely is not working,
mm-hmm.
and you're trying to put it on a different format and shove it down somebody's throat. Well, guess what? I've got the choice. I don't have to watch it, and I won't watch it. And I might be tricked. You might trick me into seeing it for the first 5 seconds, even if you do like TrueView or video mm-hmm. pre-roll. But I am sitting there waiting to hit skip, or if it's just a straight-out video, I'm off of it, and I'm irritated. That's not what I want. Talk to me. Have a conversation with me. Quit trying to sell your crap to me. It's as simple
as that. So if we're not talking about right now selling stuff through video, let's maybe take everybody through the kind of, I think there's 7 videos we've identified that your business needs to be successful in the marketplace.
Right. And think about it this way. The 7 videos, if you're trying to sell it to them right off the boom, you know, trying to shove it down their throat, that's not going to work. You need to nurture. You need to build a relationship. So 7 different types of videos.
And I think the important thing you said there was there is sales-esque content,
yes.
but it's different than yelling Sunday, 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 buy now, shop now, click now in every single video you do, because they all factor into the funnel and the influence that then drives somebody to click purchase at the end of that conversation.
Right.
So what is the first type of video that our audience needs to create for their business?
I wish I could get a drum roll here.
Can we add it in after?
Okay, yeah, well,
we'll add it in
after. Number 7. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Hit me.
Thank you videos.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yes, there you go. So as simple as that, a thank you video.
What should be in this thank you video? So I feel like, guys, and I don't know if you agree with me on this, but sometimes it is so hard to get started because you're like, oh, I have to have this in my video. And then I forgot to say this. And then you go back and do it again and you forget that. What needs to be in the thank you video? Obviously, thank you. How long? How short?
Right. And there is no hard and fast rule to the length and the time. And I mean, we can get into this rabbit hole and go so deep because there's so many different ways you can go with video. So I'm going to really talk about a couple different thank you videos.
Perfect.
So the first thank you video is when someone does the purchase. Mm-hmm. When someone makes a purchase, it's well worth it to send them a thank you video along with a thank you card. That was another show. But sending them a thank you video, a sincere thank you video. And there's no reason that you can't send that thank you video to that specific individual by saying their name. If you have time to sell them the product, sell them the service, you have time to send them a thank you video.
The other dirty little secret here is as your business grows, Paul, John, Matt, Sam, recurring names.
Yeah.
So you can save them and then reuse them.
Exactly. So there you go. So thank you video. Just make sure if you've held it for a long time and your hairstyle has changed.
Like, you know, so don't use it if you somehow made one in the 80s.
Yeah, like if you got flybacks, parted down the middle and flybacks, or if you have business in the front and party in the back, make sure you change the video.
So maybe change your hairstyle too.
Yeah.
But so thank you video, general rule of thumb, say thank you, personalize it, and don't worry about the length. This is definitely a video that you don't want to sweat that over because, again, it's the point behind the content.
Right. So there's the thank you video after they made the purchase. The other thank you video that you could do would be on your website. If you have a lead form on your website, somebody fills in a lead form, a contact us page, whatever it is, then the next thing is you would have a thank you page.
And on this, here's a really important piece of information. So you can't plaster just thank you all over the place. You can have it in your video, but you also need to set expectations here, especially if it's on your website and somebody is filling out a form to know more or move to the next step. Set that expectation about what they will experience. They'll be so much more satisfied because if for some reason your process is they won't hear from you for 24 hours, now they know tomorrow at 11:15 a.m., they're damn straight going to check their email.
Yeah. So, and think about this too, with that thank you video that you do when they fill in the form, don't just say, thank you, we have your information, goodbye. Don't do that. Engage them, have a conversation. Don't try to make it short and sweet. Do like you said, set the expectations. How long will it be? But also in the thank you video, give them some relative information. Give them some, you know, continue the conversation, not just about the buying process, but let's say that you have other opportunities to cross-sell them, upsell them, anything like that, and make the video about them. I can't stress that enough. So many times we want to go, thank you. Let me tell you, we've won so-and-so awards and we're this and we're the, you know, this of the year and that of the year. It's we. And nobody cares about we. They care about me. So make it about them and what you're going to do for them. Does that make sense?
110%.
Okay. Well, hopefully everybody grabbed that because I get on the soapbox about that.
Well, and the benefit of this, and I may be spoiling alert here too, we're going to have an upcoming webinar on these strategies and other implementations you can make for your business.
Right. Exactly. So the webinar, if people have said, what's a webinar? So it's a live cast, a live webcast. So we are going to have a conversation. We're going to have a video conversation. You just have to sign up and then you can be part of it. So
follow us on social media. Follow us on the Paul Potratz Facebook page. Go ahead and text that number that Paul mentioned and we'll re-mention now.
Yes, which is 518-730-4301. Again, it's 518-730-4301.
And go ahead and text us. Say something like webinar or video.
Yeah,
video
tell me what you want, and I'll send you a link to sign up for this webinar.
What we'll also do is send you other great tips, but the benefit of that is if it's easier to text us, or go over to paulpotratz.com, and you'll find more info about that webinar. But we're going to expand on this and so much more on that webinar. But until we get there, let's go to number six.
All right, let's go to number six. And just so I can put this out, the webinar, live webcast, whatever it is, there is no charge. So just, we want you to know this information because if you understand how to use video, especially for, you know, coming up, we're in 2018 coming up, it will blow your business up. That's how we built our business with a lot of video. So number six, which is the decision stage. I'm slaughtering that.
The decision stage. I feel like you have to over-pronunciate that as I butcher that.
Which is the FAQ, frequently asked questions, is what it is. So frequently asked questions video. So, I mean, if you're thinking about that, I mean, think about it. If you have a service or if you have a product, there is questions that your prospective clients ask you. It's as simple as that. Prospective clients and actually past clients.
So. Exactly. There's so much here you can do. And also it helps too, if you're somebody who is a one person business, you probably get inundated with repeat questions, especially if you're on social media or have a e-commerce website. What a great way to make sure that you're answering these questions so that way you're not inundated with those messages and you're giving that customer information as they're going through it and you're not getting an email at 2 a.m. that you're not getting back till 5 a.m. and losing an opportunity.
So here you go. Are you ready for the other golden nugget on this? So anytime I'm looking to purchase something new, and regardless, especially if it's a software or whatever, if it's some type of a service or even if it's a product, I try to find, like I'll go to their website and I'll see if they have FAQs. Very few people have FAQs because I want to see things like what type of new updates are they coming with? Mm-hmm. You know, what are they going to do new? What's coming up? What will it do? You know, I have those specific questions and I want to see that because people are asking real life questions in an FAQ. And that helps me determine whether or not I want to purchase. Because so many times the way people write the copy on their website or try to do videos, I mean, you think about it. You watch a TV commercial, let's say it's a car commercial, and they're like, the exhilarating, all new, exciting. And it's like,
which means what?
Yeah, exactly. Blah, blah, blah. You know, it means nothing to me.
Filler word, filler word, filler word.
It's really what it is. So the FAQs is a really simple way to get questions asked, you know, that answer the questions that people have asked. And if you don't have any questions, you kind of have to go through what it is. And I mean,
yeah, but you can make them up. Like, so surprise. You can make stuff up. Like, so if you're first...
That, if it's true, it's on the internet.
If it's true, it's on the internet, right? So, like, it's a fact. If I can find a source, it's a fact. But maybe you're a new business. Maybe you're just getting a website. Maybe you don't have all of those emails. Maybe you just need to add some content into your site. Think about what you would ask if you were buying this product or buying this service. So if you're a house cleaning service and you're just starting to build a website because all of your clients have been word of mouth and now you're jumping into the 21st century... Super simple question. What kind of cleaning products do you use? Do I need to supply mine? Do you supply yours? You may not have FAQs, but people are going to ask you that question once they start working with you.
Which is good for FAQ videos. And here's a way to come up with more FAQ videos. Post on Facebook, what is your company, what it is, and say, what kind of questions would you ask me if you were considering doing business with me? And surprise or not, you will probably get business by just by asking that question on Facebook, but you will also get the questions to be able to create your FAQ videos, which is the number 6 video of the top 7 videos that you need for 2018 to explode your business. I added that in to explode your business.
Filler word.
Filler word.
So this is great. We're going on to number 5. But before we do so, let's remind everybody that to find this information, you can go over it and view our live webcast that will be coming up in the coming weeks. You can find this information and more over on our website. And the thing is, Paul, you know how we normally go into the business breakdown after this?
I get word. Yep. Mm-hmm. There
you got a little wordy today, mm-hmm, huh? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what we're going to do, guys, is we're going to break the format and we're going to go back into... We're going to tease number 5, I think, right here. And then when we pick up the half hour after news, we'll talk about the remaining tips that you need for your business.
So you want me to tease it?
So what is number 5?
It has to do with fish.
Like the band or fish? Or I have to find out?
Fish. You have to find out fish in Seattle.
Okay. So we are going to take you through videos that you need in the middle of the funnel. What we're helping to identify in your business is the type of videos you need as people go through the buying cycle. So understanding your business, understanding your products, purchasing it, and then coming back to understand what your brand proposition is to begin with. So we're going to take a quick break for the news, and we'll be back in a minute.
You're listening to The Paul Potrat Show on WGY. Now, more with Paul and Samantha.
So welcome back to the Paul Potrat Show. We are breaking today's format and not going into the business breakdown. We've been talking about these seven videos your business needs to be competitive and gain customers and be attractive in the marketplace. And there's just no time to do it all in today's show. So we will feature those three business breakdown questions in an upcoming episode of the Paul Potrat Show. But our time is ticking. So make sure you follow us on social media at the Paul Potrat Show. Make sure that you head over to paulpotrats.com. We've been talking about video, and there's a great resource over there, an upcoming webcast, an upcoming webinar that will give you all of the tidbits of information you're looking for, what to include in these videos and how to do them. But the easiest way to stay up to date is by texting us at one simple number.
Are you ready? 518-730-4301. So just send me a text and we will stay in contact on text because, as we said earlier in the show, we will be winding down. October 29th will be our last show with iHeart, but we have something exciting, so you'll be able to see us in living color.
So that number is 518-730-4301. But let's jump back. Paul, you were just teasing me with that the next video has to do with fish. And if you guys can't see me right now, I have a pretty good question mark on my face because I don't know what fish has to do with video number five.
Oh, yes, you do. You do. You do. Fish. The fish award that we give away every week at Potrats. So what is the fish award? Put you on the spot really quick there.
Well, if you guys have been listening for the last couple of months, which I know you have, you've heard about our fish philosophy, which is based off of the Pike's
Pike's Place
Pike's Place Fish Market in Seattle, Washington. So you can go ahead and Google that or find us more information on paulpotrats.com, but I'm guessing that's what you mean when you say fish.
Exactly. So number five is the company culture video. And it's important to show culture. So there's a couple things. When you're showing the culture of your company, not only will it help you in your recruitment efforts to bring new employees in, new team members in that have a similar, you know, I guess, vision and beliefs and everything else. So it will help you in your recruitment HR process, but it will also help you find the right clients.
Because businesses and people want to do a business or buy from people that they align with, they believe in, they understand and correlate core values between and right. to and all that fun stuff.
So if you notice, I mean, we did seven, the thank you videos. We did six, which was the frequently asked questions videos that I just kind of mumbled a little bit. And then number five is the company culture video. So we're three videos into it. We have seven total, but you notice none of these videos had anything to do with selling, sales event, or anything else. So what happens with this video process that we're talking about by using these videos, and on the live webcast, we're going to tell you where to use them, how to use them, when to use them, everything you need to know.
Well, but I know that you guys listening are thinking, how do I do a company culture video if blank, right? So you probably have some FAQs about that. That is why we keep reiterating this webinar that's coming up, because we are going to tell you what to do, where to put it, how to do it, what to include, and really help you work through all of those objections that you have.
Yeah, and if you're a one-man show, you can still do a company culture video.
That's one of the FAQs that popped into my mind right away.
Right. So, I mean, you have to think about that. But company culture videos are important. And again, we did not talk about price here at all.
So when are we going to start selling stuff?
Yeah, it's a ways away. But, I mean, this is selling stuff. We're selling us. And we're not giving up gross profit because business owners, so many businesses, whether they're just starting out or whether they've been in business for a number of years, the way they think they drive sales is to lower their prices. All that does is it gives up gross profit. It gives up gross profit. It hurts your credibility. It hurts your authority. And it just makes you a discount play. So you're only as good as your next sales event. So I know this is hard because a lot of times people think, oh, TV commercial, my call to action is a price. No, it's not. That's so 1985.
So what comes next with video number four?
Number four is your product service video. So if you're selling products, you have product videos. If you have service videos, you have service videos. And again, these videos are not for price.
So who's a good example that you can think of that does great product videos or service videos? Does anything come to mind?
Yeah, a number of things. I could mention, for example, Zappos.
Mm-hmm.
So Zappos, which sells shoes. And if you go to YouTube, you do a search for a pair of shoes. Or if you just go to Google and you do a search for shoes, there's a chance that the video is going to pop up for those specific shoes. So if you're interested in, let's say, well, here's my experience, the Hoka hiking boot, which I got, which looks like an old man shoe actually, but they're super comfortable.
And comfort is sometimes number one priority.
And when my feet are cozy, I feel sexy. Let's just put that out
there. That's important.
Exactly. So for example, you could go to Zappos, and they've done a video for practically every pair of shoes that they own. And you think about that, because I've had the excuse from business owners go, oh, I can't do a video for all my products. There's too many products.
Well, I think a good example too, right, is so Zappos does it for all of their products. But the other day I happened to be on there and I was looking for a gray pair of tall boots. Well, how much of your inventory comes in multiple colors?
Right.
A lot of it. So I don't need a video per color necessarily. It could be helpful if you can get to that scalability.
I would prefer it, but yeah, you're
at
right.
At least I could see what it looked like, how it fit, how tall it was, how short it was, how wide it was. I'd love to see every color because I was looking specifically just for gray. But at least I knew I was sorting for things that came in that color, and I could touch and feel it as much as possible with that one video.
Yeah,
so
you
that's
can see
overcoming an
too.
Objection.
Yeah, exactly. And when someone sees it in video, so you have sight, sound, motion, that you create more of an emotional connection with a video than you do a picture. Because if I just see a picture, I can't tell the scale of it. So same thing.
Exactly.
Where I was looking at boots, and they said it was a 6-inch boot. What does 6 inches mean? I don't really know. So then I go to Instagram, I'm searching, I'm looking. So I'm finding other individuals that have bought those shoes and made the purchase. And I'm like, okay, those are good. But the business that I originally went to lost out on the opportunity to be able to sell it to me if they would have had a video. So I ended up going to Amazon, ordering it. It was one click. It was easier. When if that business that I was at originally would have had those boots on their website, with a video, I would have purchased.
But you know what, too? Like, so services, it works really well, right? So I use an example because one of my friends was looking for an individual to clean their home. So what about if you did a video on that and it was your services video and it talked about your process of cleaning? You would sell her in a heartbeat because she had somebody come and they ended up not vacuuming before they mopped.
Mm.
Like, kind of... So if you put that in your video, sale all day.
Yeah.
You didn't talk about price. You didn't tell how much it cost. You sold her on what she knew was a need of hers.
And what about if you talked about the cleaning supplies? Maybe you use all organic cleaning supplies. That'd make a difference to me because I have a parrot. And if you're in my house spraying these harmful chemicals or whatever, I'm not up for it. So there you go.
So you never know what's important to your audience. So that's why it's important to show your product, explain your service, and give those details.
Right. And anything you do. I don't care if you're from, an attorney to a zombie keeper. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So videos work for everybody. So there you go. Product or service videos, depending on what you do.
And so we're going to jump into the top of funnel videos that you need. And in this section, we're going to go from video number 3 to 2 to 1. But we are getting so chatty, Paul, that I'm kind of afraid we're going to run out of time here.
Well, that's fine. If we run out of time, I mean, we'll definitely hit them all, hopefully. We might not be able to give all of the details, but guess what? We have a webinar. If you're not sure what a webinar is, it's...
You could text us and ask us.
You could do that. Or that'd probably be the best. But yeah, text
us. And you get to talk. Who do they get to talk to? Like, that's the cool part of it too, I think, is so many times you hear like, text us, and you think, oh, I'm going to talk to some team member in a back office somewhere.
Well, they should text me because just for the record, text that number. I just can't sleep at night. And I need somebody to talk to.
Yes, please, because otherwise my email goes off.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Well, I text
you,
too.
I'll be sleeping and ignoring it.
I know. I'm used to it. Everybody does that.
So. All right. So video number 3.
Video number 3, which is one of the most exciting videos, and I don't want anyone to get number 3 confused with number 6 or number 4, which was the product service video. And again, all of these videos not only will help after the sale, but will help drive the sale. And number 3 is the how-to video, also known as the explainer video, or also known as the educational video. So by me saying that, does something come to mind for you? Like, what is a how-to video or an explainer video or an educational video?
It tells you how to actually utilize the product correctly, or in that situation, for example, if it's how-to.
Right.
Explainer video could be more information about that product, things like that. Like, I you asked me how many videos I've watched on YouTube recently. Well, the other day, I don't know if I should say this, but I thought it would be fun to buy wigs on Amazon. So then I had to figure out how to put a wig on. So I watched a YouTube video on how to put a wig on.
Okay. That's good. All right.
But
you have a full head of hair. I'm trying to figure that out.
But you know the funny thing about that is, like, you just said, okay, I have a full head of hair. It doesn't matter, because what I'm interested in, or what I was interested in at that point, I was thinking I'm going to a Halloween party. Maybe it'd be fun to change my hair.
Oh, I was thinking I need a wig because mine is.
But my point is, you would have been like, that doesn't apply to Samantha at all. How do you know that? You don't know me, and you don't know what I needed to know specifically. So I'm Googling, you know, YouTubing how to put a wig on with hair.
Right.
So that's a question you may never have thought your clients would have asked you as a wig company. How-to video, 100% all day.
Yeah. When I also think of how-to videos, you know, in other ways. Let's say, for example, I'll give you another example just recently. So Christy, which is my wife, and you know that, but for everybody else, so she's into this thing about growing lavender. She really enjoys growing lavender. So lavender is just blown up. We have all this lavender. So she's doing this entire process of making essential oils. So I started Googling, how do you make essential oil? And there was the one way where you could use vodka and you soak it for weeks at a time, but then you can distill it. That's a whole nother way. And the one company has a how-to video of how to set up the distiller and how to do it. By me finding that video, and there was a number of people too, customers, and this is a little tiny company in some little town in California. The guy's name was like Craig. And that he's assembled all of these things to make a distiller, and he did some how-to videos, and he got his customers to do some how-to videos of where they were distilling everything from, I think it was pine needles, and then they were doing lavender, and on and on and on, to make the essential oils. I watched probably about an hour and 20 minutes of these videos, and guess what's on the way from California?
A distiller.
Whatever you want to call it. But yeah, it's like basically a science project that's going to be happening in the kitchen soon. And the distiller's on the way.
Supposed to do that in the kitchen? I mean, I didn't watch
those. That's what they did in the videos.
Oh, okay.
Because you got to keep cold water pumping
into it. So it's a little different than, you know, what they distill on TV. It's not code for anything. So explainer videos and educational videos. What are some examples of those?
Well, a number of things. For example, like where I gave the distiller the how-to video, it showed how to put it together and how to actually do the process to get your essential oil. So that was a how-to video. It was also really kind of an educational video or an explainer video. And I've seen a number of companies make a huge mistake in their explainer videos. So, for example, CRMs, customer relationship management tools, and you know how I am about that. I just love CRMs. And then I go and I want to see, how does the CRM work? And their explainer videos, so many times they're like, oh, here's Jack. He's in an office. He sits behind a desk. You know, and it's like, seriously, I don't need all that stuff. Show me how it works.
So like a how-to video and an explainer video can be the same content, but they can also be slightly different, where a how-to video is going to be step 1, 2, 3, 4, where an explainer video is going to kind of skip that. Here's the process a little bit and more or less really show it to you in either fruition or as you're setting it up to be fully functional.
Right.
In that CRM example.
Exactly. And there's a number of ways to do it. I mean,
and you would need both if you were a company.
Right. Well, and just think about it. The more videos, the better, because are your products really changing that often? I mean, you know, there is a shelf life of your products. So these videos, by doing this video process, is a much better process than saying, hey, let's change our TV commercial and sell our stuff for cheap. So a lot of great opportunities. So educational videos, explainer videos, how-to videos, any number of things. And I mean, educational videos, to just kind of give you, I mean, as you know, we do, and you do, both of us, we do a lot of educational videos.
Definitely.
So you know, that's part of our funnel, where people go to our Facebook page, they see the educational videos, they get into our email list, or they text us, and then they, you know, say, I want your videos, or they listen to our podcast.
And when you mentioned video has been a huge part of the success that our company has had, that is a huge part of the video gallery video process that's done extremely well for us.
Yeah, it really has. I mean, by us following this process and using these videos, I just can't stress enough that it's given us the opportunity to speak at conferences.
Well, you went to Denmark your educational explainer videos.
Yes. And I've spoke for Lexus and, you know, Lexus USA, Toyota Canada, Honda Canada, Toyota USA, you know, on a number of various topics because they came across the videos.
So let's get into number two. We're getting down there to like the final countdown. I feel like we should have like theme music going on in the background.
Should it be like Rocky music?
Yeah, that's kind of like what came to my mind.
That's so funny. I just read your mind on that. So
great minds think alike.
Scary.
All right, so number two.
I don't know. Should we go into it this soon? I mean, this is kind of a big step.
Well, you know, if you never take the next step, you're never going to get anywhere in life.
This is true, but should we get into number two yet, or should we talk about some more details, for example, like how long should a video be?
Or that's a really good FAQ we would get.
Or how about where should you put these videos? How should you use these videos? Because I think that's really important because people are like, oh, yeah, all these videos and everything. And granted, we're going to talk about this during our live webcast, our webinar, and it's, you know, all of those things. But I think it's important that we kind of point some things out because, you know, as you're going through, you know, I'm sure as people are listening and they're like, oh, I need all these videos, but it's going to cost a fortune. But you have to think about what are you spending on TV commercials or what are you spending in direct mail? What are you spending in radio advertising? What are you spending across all of the various formats of advertising? And you keep on doing the same thing over and over and over, expecting a different result. What's the word for that, by the way?
Insanity.
Insanity. And I just think about it. I mean, the way we are as a consumer, as we are as a shopper, and we started out talking about that. What comes to mind? How have we changed as shoppers?
Well, most people start their or involve the internet in some aspect of their purchase process.
Yeah. And I mean, so you kind of think about how society has changed and we are interested in purchasing something and we would go to the newspaper and we would see that it was there in the newspaper. Or we would sign up and we would, you know, end up receiving catalogs from Sears and Roebuck or a Montgomery Ward or, you know, any of those companies. I mean, think about it. When you were growing up, how many catalogs used to come to your house?
How do you think you would build a Christmas list?
Really?
You had to get catalogs.
Yes. When you were young, do you ever remember going through the really thick catalog and picking out stuff?
Yeah, and I remember that when, this is going to throw you back, but it used to be like a really big thing if you were a catalog model.
Yes.
So like if you knew somebody that was like a catalog model, it was like the coolest thing ever because they made like the JCPenney catalog for the season and it looked like the dictionary.
Right.
You Huge. Know, and you'd go through and you'd circle everything that you wanted for Christmas, really didn't know what half of it was, whatever it may be.
Yeah. Well, I remember when I was a little guy, and I mean, I've always been interested in photography. And I remember looking at the Sears catalog, which the thing was huge. It was so big, I couldn't even really, it was hard for me to carry as a whole person. And going back and forth, looking at the cameras and, you know, making my notes and circling them and wanting the cameras. And it was all based in the catalog. So think about how times have changed now. So my point of all of this is we're an information society. We love to buy stuff, but we want to research it to justify it.
My husband would make fun of that comment because he would say, well, you like to buy and return things.
Same here.
But I think part of that too is right is because you're maybe buying things or trying things from companies that you don't get that Zappos experience from because you're like going out on a whim. But one bad experience, make sure you don't do that the second time.
Right. Exactly.
So that's reasons that curating this content and making the investment in these types of videos actually goes further than running one TV campaign because your ROI extends across just the individual that saw that TV commercial to all of the potential customers you have yet to bring in market by having these types of videos compared to one TV commercial. So I think a really big thing of what you're saying is like there's people who have tons of FAQs on this and there's so much more we can get into. Like how long should it be? Where should we put it? So maybe let's make some recommendations on where should it go? What should they do with it?
Well, let's just shotgun it really quick. So let's go back and forth. Instagram.
Facebook.
Your website.
Your YouTube page.
Email marketing.
I need a list of what we said so far. You could tweet a link.
So Twitter, LinkedIn.
You could work with affiliate companies and have them send out your video.
That's a good one. I like that one. There you go. So you could also use it, too, if someone came, if someone emailed you or called into your business and asked a question. So now you could email it to them.
Oh, I got nervous. You're taking my idea. If you have a brick and mortar,
yes,
you could have the video playing, depending on which one it is. There's one we haven't talked about yet,
right,
that you could have playing in your business.
That's true. So you could have TV monitors in your business and play the video. So there you go. So where else could we use it?
That's a lot of options.
That really is a lot of options.
Could you guys write down that fast?
Yeah, no kidding. So, I mean, it just, so you kind of think about it. It just continues on and on and on. But here's the thing. Where we just said all of these things, it's not like a one-hit wonder. You use it one time and you're done. Because as we've gone through all of these videos, you've noticed that none of these videos talked about price. So these videos have a very long shelf life. So by doing this video production, it's not like you use the excuse, I don't have time. You do have time, and you can continue to use these videos for a very long time.
Like, what an excuse. Because if you don't have time to do things like this in your business, do you have time to have a business?
Exactly. So.
Because then something is probably sacrificing if you don't see value in at least creating a few of these videos. I can understand maybe you don't have time to dedicate to all 7 of them today, but you have to make time to build your business.
Yeah, and one of the things, so here's an FAQ more or less that where I've gone and I've spoke to entrepreneurs and entrepreneur groups. They have a really hard time understanding what should be in these videos, that they constantly want to make it about them. It's me, 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 and there's a time and a place for that.
Oh, I'm cringing. You know why?
Why?
Because if I hear another company tell me, well, we have won all of these awards so many times,
and we've been in business for 52 years.
That is great. And I believe 110% there is an appropriate place to that. And it may be in some of these videos in an outro screen or in your email signature or something like that. But if you're starting by saying, hey, welcome to ABC Business, where we've won this award 12 years running. Okay, but like, I'm still trying to figure out what you do.
Yeah, and what is this award about?
Like,
and
why do I care?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so you got to really think about the context. And it's really easy to say, hey, like, this is what matters to me as a business owner. But chances are that is not the exact same thing that matters to your audience in the discovery phase.
Right. Or, you know, one of the things that just makes me cringe when I see this in a video, and they have the Facebook logo, the Twitter logo, and the YouTube logo. Find us on. And I'm like, really? Seriously, people? I mean, come on. Don't put that on there. Okay. Let's talk about, are you ready? The number 2 video.
What is it?
Testimonials.
Ooh. So let your customers tell your story.
Exactly. And then it really works. I mean, it complements because you have all these other videos and the number 1 video, which is this huge one. And the most important one we're going to get to in a minute. But it covers all of the bases because a testimonial video is also known as what?
It's a visual review.
2 words. Social.
Proof.
Proof. There you go. I feel like we're playing Jeopardy or whatever that is.
So, I think I do better
on really
that.
It really is. It's social proof. Because now a testimonial video, you're able to, somebody that's bought the product, bought the service, what's their experience or whatever it is, it's hard for them to fake a review on video. They're telling you what it is, you know, for real.
And if you feel like it's important that you tell people you're on Instagram or Facebook, like Paul just mentioned, don't put in your video. Well, if I was your customer and I saw your ad on Facebook and bought, I'm probably going to say, hey, I found them on Facebook.
Right.
And so if I'm in an email affiliate newsletter that I'm reading or watching your video in, they're going to go to Facebook and look for your business. So you don't have to verbally or visually say that. It's coming through in this other content.
Right. So testimonial videos are huge. They're easy to do. The only thing, well, I say they're easy to do. I think I misspoke. I should have put my foot in my mouth on that. They're not really easy to do because I see so many people that will do a testimonial video and they'll say things like, so tell me about your experience with us. That's not a testimonial video. Let me just be clear. That's not. People are not going to watch that. It's not engaging. It's not important. It's just not. So that's not a testimonial video, but join the live webcast. And
we're
we'll
running
tell
out
you
of
exactly.
time, Paul.
I know. Okay. So that was number 2, testimonial videos. How much time do we have left?
Not a lot.
Okay. All right. So you ready for number 1?
You're going to hit me with it?
No, you're going to tell everybody what it is. But are you really ready for it?
I'm ready.
Because this is the biggest one. And before you get into it, let me tell you a really quick story. So there was this one company, this individual, and I can't remember his name, but he's pretty well known, and he speaks all over the country, and he sells swimming pools. And he says that he created this type of video, I believe it was in 2005, and he spent $35,000. I know people are like, whoa, $35,000. But he said it was the best $35,000 he ever spent for this type of video.
And it was a branding video?
It was a branding video, exactly. So
everybody's branding. Like, what are you talking about? Yeah. It was a branding video.
Yes. And the branding video, he stated, has made him millions.
So I would love to get into how and why and what was included, where it should go, how long does it need to be. There's so much that's centered around this branding video because it's what?
It's the most important video of them all. This is the one you start with. It's the number one video you want to start with.
And so when you're saying, how do I make time for this, but learn what needs to be in it so you're not wasting your time or your money.
Right. And you want to know everything you need to know. What are you going to do with it? Where's it going to go? And all of that stuff. And it's important to know that because this branding video is more important than any TV schedule, radio schedule, newspaper ad, direct mail drop, or anything. This is what starts the conversation.
So, you know, Paul, and I love telling you tools and tips and strategies you can take back to your business and make an impact on it starting tomorrow. And that is exactly what our webcast live webinar is going to do for your business. We're going to get into this more specifically, answer your questions one-on-one, and give you tools and tangible takeaways and what you can include in each of these videos. But to find out more, you've got to text us at this number.
518-730-4301.
So that's 518-730-4301. Or head over to the Paul Potratz Facebook page where you will find all of the information about video content we're putting out, strategies we're sharing, and more about our exciting announcement coming up in the weeks to come. That's it for the Paul Potratz Show this Sunday, and we'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to The Paul Potratz Show. Paul is the architect behind Potratz Advertising, an international consulting and advertising agency based in Schenectady, New York. For more info or to learn how to work with Paul and the Potratz team to grow your business and improve your processes, visit paulpotratz.com. That's Paul, P-O-T-R-A-T-Z.com. And join Paul and Samantha next Sunday morning at 11, right here on WGY.